Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm the staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great worship gathering yesterday and continued our Unwrapped Gifts sermon series and unwrapped the gift of love. Spent some time in 1 Corinthians 13. But as we recognize, 13 follows 12. And much of chapter 12 is spent talking about spiritual gifts and gifts of tongues or languages and the division and arguments that it was causing within the church. And chapter 12 ends with Paul writing and saying, "Now, let me show you a more excellent way." And so we look at love as a more excellent gift. In fact, one that remains. And so this week in our morning devotions and prayer time, we're going to unwrap this gift of love and how God wants us to love, who He wants us to love. And we're going to begin at the top, talking and praying about loving God. The first greatest command. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38 reads like this. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Jesus is answering a question. What's the greatest command? And Jesus says, well, the first and greatest is to love the Lord your God with your whole being. And I suspect that most of us, most of you who are listening to this broadcast, are listening because you love God. And if you caught this for some other reason and curious, this is where it begins. The great news is we don't have to create that. We don't have to start from scratch. The Bible makes it clear we know what love is because God first loved us. And so as we experience God's love, we begin to learn more fully what love is really like. And you may begin to realize it's not always what you want. It seems that many have redefined love to be a very permissive, self-satisfying type of emotion. God's love is generally removed from emotion and is action. It's responsive. It's giving. It's correcting. It's rebuking. It's caring for us, sometimes and most of the time, even more than we care for ourselves. God's love does not give us everything we want in life. God's love does not allow us to do whatever we want with no consequences. And when we begin to define love in those types of ways, our love for God becomes rather shallow. Because it becomes more about us than about Him. But that true, genuine love that we need to grow in comes as we reflect God's love for us. You see it in parents. Not all the time. There are parents that are doing horrible jobs because they've not learned how to love. Some have never seen a good example. Some have chosen not to love. Some are just addicted and selfish and all kinds of reasons. But for the most part, there's a God-created design within us that loves our children. When that baby is placed in our arms, we'll do anything to protect them, to care for them. Now, sometimes that anything gets us into trouble. And we must use wisdom and discernment. But it's that kind of love that says they're more important than I am. That God has for us. Not that we are more important than God, but He treats us that way. And Jesus coming to die for our sins, He says, you're that important to me. More important than the life of my son. Now, you could argue that God was quite aware that the resurrection was not just part of the plan, it was what made the power of His death applicable to us, to defeat the curse of sin, the separation from God that it brought. Not only required the death, it required the resurrection. But regardless of God knowing that Jesus would be resurrected on the third day, Jesus talked about it as He tried to prepare His disciples for what was to come. There's still that loss. And we love God because He first loved us. And it's that kind of love that wants what He wants more than we want what we want. Our desires and selfishness must melt away. And it's an ongoing, daily, continual process of loving God with all our heart, our mind, our being, our strength. Things that we value, we point those to God first. In our Western cultures, we tend to think of the heart as emotions. Just went through Valentine's Day weekend and lots of hearts being drawn, and we use that as symbolism to express the emotional side of our love. Our mind is our intellect, our thought processes. We love God with all of our emotional being. We love God with all of our intellectual being. Our soul, our very essence of who we are, completely belongs to God. Our strength, our physical ability, our lack of physical ability, whatever level of strength that is, we love God with all of it. We invest our emotions, our intellect, our strength to do the things that are important to us. Do they all belong to God? Do we love God with every fiber of our being? I would guess, if we were honest, the answer is no. That may shock you. But that's our goal. We know that we're not perfect. But each day we ought to love more fully. Those fibers of our being ought to be more and more devoted to God. And we unwrap the most excellent way when we lay as a foundation a complete love of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a God that loves us. And so when you call us to love, when you say the greatest thing that we can do, that you want us to do, is to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we have an idea of what that is. Because of you. Your love in sustaining life, your love in sending your Son to bring us to yourself. Your love in caring for us, correcting us, embracing us. And Father, there are parts of love that we like more than other parts. Your word even tells us, we know it by experience, that no one really likes discipline. But because you love us, you discipline us. And when we love one another, just as you have loved us, there are times it requires the unpleasant work of discipline in our own life, in the lives of others. And we do that and we engage in that because of our love for you. And God, today, help us to always lay as a foundation that love that looks to you first, that cares about you more than we care about ourselves. That those fibers of our being become more and more in love with you each day. And God, it's in this love that we have for you that we lift up Jesus as this ultimate example of your love put on display for all of the world to see. May we continue to display Jesus with our life. That as we lift up Him, may He draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.